Times reported during the test, the interceptors failed to destroy their targets 6 out of 11 times. That's a pretty dismal record when the job is to intercept nuclear missiles from North Korea or Russia or another hostile country. Despite the failure rate, the manufacturer, Boeing, got a $2 billion bonus. The Union of Concerned Scientists concluded the GMD system is simply unable to protect the U.S. public. Laura Grego is a senior scientist for global security at the Union of Concerned Scientists, and she joins us now. So why is this system that they're proposing be built at Fort Custer necessary? Who wants it?
Well, the Missile Defense Agency itself has never asked for money for this. When asked, they say there is no demonstrated military requirement for it. This has been solely a congressional project. So after the Missile Defense Agency submits its budgets and during the budget deliberation, it is Congress that has added money and demands for this site.
You're saying this is pork, pure pork.
I'm not going to say it's pure pork. It's just because I don't talk that way.
Okay.
But somebody else will say it that way. This is not driven by best practices for developing a system. This is added on by Congress. This is the responsibility and origin of Congress, not the Pentagon.
What are your big concerns? What does your report find with this GMD interceptor missile system?
We decided to take a look back at the ground-based mid-course missile defense system about a decade after it was declared operational. So the origins of this program were, the technology had been under research and development for a good while, at least since the Clinton administration. But the George W. Bush administration accelerated this program and had a plan to get it in the ground and have an initial operating capability in a very short time, you know, a couple of years. So they essentially took prototype systems and things that had not been tested and built the very same things they're proposing in Michigan, in Ohio, and New York to build missile silos that hold interceptor missiles. So at a sprint pace, they put a large number of interceptors in the ground, and almost every single one of those was put in the ground before that kind of interceptor that it was holding had had a successful intercept test where it destroyed its target. So this was, as you might expect, something done really quickly and without the normal fly-before-you-fly oversight, which the system was exempted from so that it could get in the ground so quickly. It turned out to be quite a mess. As you mentioned, it's very flawed. It has a very poor test record. It succeeds less than half of the time it's tried. And
let me ask you a couple of real basic questions here. So the total paid for these missiles so far is about $21 billion. In the world of defense spending, is that a lot?
Yes. Well, the entire GMD system is about $40 billion. That's the expected price tag for this system, not including the intercept site. Our defense budget is enormous. It is a significant line item in the military program. It is the missile defense program, which includes not just the GMD, but the shorter range missiles that protect it against regional threats. That is one of the largest line items in the military budget.
There have been some several government agency reports about the Missile Defense Agency. One of them refers to it as a rogue agency. Is this group implementing this flawed missile system with the Pentagon's blessings or not?
The missile defense project was taken out of the normal oversight fly-before-you-buy process that had been developed over decades by the Pentagon with all the knowledge that they had about how to build a successful major military system on budget and on time. And there are lots of procedures for making sure things are accountable and that your technology is rigorous. And the missile defense program, and what I looked at particularly, the GMD system, really suffered from not having those oversight.
Those checks and balances.
It was an accelerated pace because of this perceived threat, plus it didn't have to meet these checks and balances. So you didn't have to demonstrate that it worked before putting it into the field. And as you might imagine, you end up with something that doesn't work very well. The Pentagon's highest testing official, the Director of Operational Test and Evaluation, was tasked to see where are we now. 2016, nearly 15 years later before we started putting this stuff in the ground. And that report says there's no demonstrated operationally realistic capability, which means you might have the equipment, but we've not demonstrated that it works in a real-world way in all the conditions that you'd expect it to. And so $40 billion later and 15 years later, that's a lot of investment for something that we still can't say that works.
All right. So this thing is going to be located at one of these three sites regardless. The members of Congress who sent the letter asking the GMD system be located at Fort Custer argue that locating the interceptor there would have a more than a $3 billion impact on the state, including $700 million in new construction, employ 300 people directly, lead to about 1,800 support jobs. That's somewhat tempting. What would you tell Michigan's congressional delegation given the opportunity?
Yeah, well, I'm from Michigan, and I've seen how hard it is to be unemployed, and I understand the need for economic activity and new jobs. Decisions like this, I think I agree with Representative Amash, that these kind of decisions should be made on national security grounds. And even the Missile Defense Agency itself has said it has far bigger priorities for this site. Missile Defense Agency has never asked for a dime for it. It's only Congress that adds it later into the budget after the Missile Defense Agency has asked for what it wants. In fact, when asked, the Missile Defense Agency director generally says, I could really spend the next dollar much better in another way.
So let's talk about the other way. I mean, your report basically concentrates on the waste of time and money on an unreliable system. But since we're trying to knock out incoming nuclear missiles, is a flawed system better than no system at all, or is there another proposal?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, one question is, would we be better somewhere if we took our time and made it accountable? And in 15 years, we'd been working hard on doing this right the first time. You can't exactly repeat history and see how that would turn out. We argue in our report that going forward, it is essential to do things in the most rigorous way and to hold those who build it as accountable as possible. If this is of critical national security importance, we should be giving it the highest levels of scrutiny, not the lowest. And so an effort like add money to build a site that the Missile Defense Agency has not asked for and spend money doing this instead of what the Missile Defense Agency has prioritized itself is not rigorous, is not the best way to achieve security. In fact, I would argue it's not the best way to generate jobs. You know, military money is not the best kind of job creator. You know, you've seen, even in Michigan, companies that build solar panel components can take $3 billion and generate more than 1,000 jobs. And I would look at also the example in Alaska when they built the large missile defense site for GMD that exists now. And there was a report in 2007 that looked at the jobs that were created in 2007. In fact, they provided 323 direct jobs and including the indirect jobs, around 700. So that's not thousands. And every job makes a difference to a family. You know, I would ask, why not invest our money in something that really makes a difference in people's lives and save, you know, defense money for building what is really needed?
Laura Grego is senior scientist for global security at the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks very much for talking with us about this GMD site that they're trying to attract to Fort Custer.
My pleasure.